From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. The Voice of America is getting a new director. President Bush has appointed Robert Riley to lead the government-funded service, which broadcasts in 53 languages to countries around the globe. The VOA has been around since the Second World War. The September 11th attacks have focused new attention on the need to communicate with listeners overseas. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Afghanistan's people and government don't project the image of being pro-American, so this claim may be surprising.
Right now, almost everyone is listening to the Voice of America.
Wazem Siddiqui directs VOA's South and Central Asia division. He says even before the current crisis, 8 out of 10 Afghan men surveyed reported listening to VOA regularly. 2 out of 3 said they listen every day. VOA beams in features and music, which the Taliban has banned. Since September 11th, though, the focus has been news. This is the report in Pashto on President Bush's address to Congress.
The United States respects the people of Afghanistan.
And on Taliban leader Mullah Mohammed Omar's response. Wazem Siddiqui says VOA's reporters have no trouble getting exclusive interviews with Taliban leaders.
We have established a long record of our credibility with the listeners in Afghanistan, and the Taliban are aware of that. That's why the Taliban, you know, whenever we approach the Taliban as a source of news, they are always willing to talk to us.
Not everyone approves of VOA's deliberately even-handed approach. The U.S. State Department didn't want the Omar interview aired. A recent op-ed piece in the New York Times blasted VOA for broadcasting what it called the Taliban's incendiary diatribes. But VOA reporters insist they must do what they've always done. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
Voice of America has a charter. It's public law. The three aspects, briefly, are to be a credible source of international news, to represent the diversity of views in America, and to present U.S. policy views. Well, the journalists here take it very seriously.
Malone says credibility is a hard thing to win.
We have to win that every day, and the flip side of credibility is it can be lost in an instant.
Sometimes it's an uphill battle. For instance, relatively few people listen in the Middle East, in part because they have other sources of news. In Saudi Arabia, for instance, 8 out of 10 households have satellite TV. And throughout the Arab world, VOA employees acknowledge they have another problem, too. People often resent U.S. policy in the region. Bill Bell is director of research for the International Broadcasting Bureau, which is VOA's parent organization.
It's a challenge to us to try to attract listeners because there is some suspicion of what the VOA represents and some skepticism in the minds of the audience as to whether they can believe our broadcasts.
Ismail Dayat, who directs the VOA's broadcasts to North Africa and the Middle East, agrees.
The Voice of America is perceived, I believe, incorrectly as the voice of the U.S. government.
The Voice of America is the voice of the U.S. government in one respect. It does broadcast editorials, which are clearly labeled as representing the policies of the U.S. government. These don't pull punches. One recent editorial accused Osama bin Laden of lying and inciting religious hatred. VOA spokesmen say keeping news and policy separate is the best way to assure that people will keep on listening. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.